The downside to it, of course, is that on the curbside, the closet that was in between the bathroom and the galley has now gone down to about 4 inches wide, which is obviously too small for a reasonable closet. So we're turning that space into a built-in medicine cabinet in that area, so that'll be really nice. But the closet on the far side, because there's a floor-mounted air conditioner, that closet actually got about 4 or 5 inches wider than it was originally. So what we took away from one side is getting added on the opposite side. So now there is a net loss of cabinetry overall, but it's really not that significant considering how much other stuff that we've added, modified, and enlarged to make their camping experience more enjoyable.
You said a glass-topped stove. I don't think I've seen one for a trailer like that.
Yeah, it's really kind of neat. It's a classic princess stovetop. It's a glass piece, but it is propane, and it does have the traditional looking burners. But instead of having the porcelain topped top face, it's actually a clear piece of glass with a black applique or paint or something below it. So it and the glass, I guess, is tempered, and it's all rounded off in the edges and flush mounted. So it looks very modern and looks really nice. So it's, and of course, being two burners as opposed to the original four burners, it allows a little bit of space on either side of the stove to position pots or whatever when you're doing your cooking.
Okay, so this is just a stove top that goes on top of the counter. It's not part of an oven.
Exactly, but it is built into the counter. It drops below the counter several inches, and it's permanently fixed there. But it literally is. It's a standalone stovetop, and then, of course, below that is this convection microwave, which, again, is mounted on the face of the cabinetry in exactly the same position that the original oven was mounted.
Okay, sounds like it's going to be, once again, pretty nice improvement.
Yeah, we're quite proud of it. It's a lot of little fiddling to get all this stuff to look right and to fit into existing spaces or fit into the spaces that we've sort of taken away from one and added to another. You got a little bit of finagling. So when you walk in, most people won't be able to tell the major changes. But there's a lot of subtleties that have gone on in there that to make it all work.
Now, you mentioned these appliances are from late-modeled Airstreams of today. Where are you sourcing these appliances out? Just from the direct manufacturers? Are you getting them from Airstream? How are you getting the source for those?
Some are coming directly from Airstream. Some are from Vintage Trailer Supply. Some are from the manufacturers themselves. It's a bunch of various suppliers. However, every one of them you could find in one or two of the Airstreams that you'd find at a dealership today.
Okay, so it's not going to be hard to find that stuff if somebody's trying to follow along, build their own.
No, our client is very pleased with that, knowing that you could get this stuff currently. And it's offered, of course, in Airstreams, but certainly not in this configuration. So this truly is an Airstream through and through. It just happens to follow a range in ages from, our pressurized water system comes from a 58, and these other appliances come from a 2006. So it's really quite a stretch in technology and look across the board, but we're trying to make it all work together and look good together.
Okay. Well, this is going to be the Q&A show. We got a lot of questions that people have sent in over the holiday season. Unfortunately, nobody sent in the audio of their questions. They emailed them. We're going to have to come up with an easier way for people to be able to...